Are you preparing the way for the Lord this Christmas? You know, it wasn't just John the Baptist's job. He was the first to proclaim it. But as long as we are waiting for Jesus to come again, it falls to all of us to prepare the way of the Lord. Each year we're reminded to do this through our Advent season that is symbolized by these candles here, to prepare the way of the Lord. Let's hear what Isaiah said in the Old Testament reading for today. He says, "A voice cries out, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together.'" Isn't that a beautiful picture? Isn't that a beautiful image? Because Jesus will come again. Are we preparing the way of the Lord? You know, we have a couple of questions that arise in this passage. We're to prepare a way of the Lord in the wilderness, a highway for our God, the way of the Lord. Now, in the wilderness that Isaiah spoke about, from the people who were in darkness, the people who had been carried off to Babylon, modern-day Iraq, in captivity, who lost their holy promised land, who lost their prestige as the people of God, who lost their precious and holy temple, in those days of darkness, God spoke through Isaiah and said, "Prepare a highway in the wilderness, a highway that runs from Babylon back to Jerusalem. Prepare the way of the Lord." Now, where is the wilderness in our lives? You know, we all have wilderness areas in our lives. Whenever we're apart from God and move away from God by our behavior, we're in a wilderness. And whenever we turn and come back to the Lord, our God and our Savior, we're on the highway to God. Where are some of the wilderness areas of your life, where you have taken parts of your lives and you've moved a little further away from God than you probably should have? God invites you. Where have you made some wrong turns in your life? Where have you gone down maybe the road that you should not have gone down? You know, when I thought of the crooked made straight and the winding roads, I couldn't help but think of my time in the British Isles. I mean, they had some of the crookedest winding roads I've ever seen in my life. And I particularly did not like the crooked winding roads on the edge of a cliff with a little piece of wire there that would in no way hold that little car I was in. But you know, sometimes in our lives we go down some pretty crooked roads with no safety rails to protect us. We get pulled away from the love of God and go after the things of this world and take a wrong turn or a circuitous way or a curvy road. What are you doing to get back on the right course in the name of Jesus Christ? The prophet tells us, and John proclaimed, the uneven will be made level. You know, I think about the unevenness of the roads over there, too. You know, some of them were like washboards. It was, you know, these old-timey washboards you used to scrub clothes on. Children may not know what I'm talking about, but I know some of you do. I could not believe that some of those roads were like washboards driving down them. There's a place over here in Hope County before you get to, I think it's 20, at Antioch Church. And it's a little bit of a washboard. I don't know what they did there. I don't suppose it was by design. But when you start coming to that intersection, you can just prepare to do that. And if you're going a little too fast, you feel it even more. The unlevel places in our lives. You know, one place, the highway, the road, is unlevel is at a NASCAR racetrack. Because you've got all of these banked turns. So cars traveling at these super speeds can stay on the pavement. But you know, the problem with that is you just keep going around in a circle. It works real well if you're driving in a circle. And you know, I think some of our lives are just doing the same old thing, going around in a circle on a banked track, and God says, let's take that and level it out. God wants to level out our lives and give us a clear destination. And it's not just crossing a finish line with a checkered flag on a banked track. It's finishing the race of life. Are you preparing the way of the Lord and making the road level in your lives? Another thing that John and Isaiah talk about is the rough places will be made smooth. You know, I saw on TV the other night in the Raleigh area where people were calling up the state because they were blowing out tires and bending rims because of the potholes. You know, how many times in our own lives have we made things rough on other people? Have we dug potholes for them to bounce around in? By our behavior, by our decisions, by sometimes our thoughtless actions and sometimes by our intentional actions. What are we doing in our lives to make the way smooth? For God to be with us and for God to be with others, are we preparing the way for the Lord to enter into our lives anew this season? Now, Isaiah says there's a promise. We hear that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. The people in Isaiah's day were discouraged. He talked about darkness because their symbol of hope, the temple, was destroyed. And if the temple was destroyed, then the glory of the Lord was no longer with them. That's what they believed. That's why they lived in darkness, not just because they were in Babylon. Because where is the glory, the Shekinah of the Lord that's supposed to dwell in the temple that brings strength to God's people? That glory of the Lord was important to their history and ours. I mean, it appeared on Mount Sinai when it appeared in the burning bush and it appeared in a powerful way to Moses and transformed him, transfigured him. The glory of the Lord was in that tabernacle that moved place to place those 40 years in the wilderness. That glory of the Lord was in the Holy of Holies in the temple. And the Isaiah and John are proclaiming that the glory of the Lord is coming again. It's going to be an epiphany. It's going to be the greatest presentation of the glory of God ever. And it was going to be His Son. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we beheld His glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father. See, they were talking about the greatest time in the history of the world, the greatest glory in the history of the world, a world appearance of God's glory. And that glory still exists in the church and in you and me if we're preparing the way of the Lord. It's appropriate that we come this morning to Holy Communion. It's an invitation to prepare the way of the Lord. Will you experience the glory of the Lord this Christmas season? Will we as the people of God experience that glory in the life of our church? Well, we will if we build a highway back to God in our lives. We will if we make every effort possible to prepare the way of the Lord this Christmas season. That's our job in Advent. This morning at 8:30, I was at Haymount United Methodist Church. My oldest granddaughter was one of the liturgical dancers. And they had a glorious, glorious program of music and scripture reading and a 20-piece orchestra, a 40-person choir, 20 children in a children's choir, and numerous liturgical dancers, all preparing the way of the Lord. And some of those gorgeous songs just brought me to tears. And I felt maybe for the first time this season that inside my heart this morning, I was truly preparing a way for the Lord. Are you preparing a way for the Lord in your heart? That His glory may shine in and through you. That is His invitation in this season. That is His invitation at this table. That is the invitation He will nourish us to fulfill by experiencing the glory of the Lord.